This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. The Knox County Health Department has an event coming up on Friday that it will allow you to drop off to them your unused prescription medications if needed. And Aaron Olson with the Health Department is on the line to talk about that. Hello, Aaron.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good. Thanks for coming on with us as always. Now, this is, I don't want to say that this is a bit of a misnomer, but this is something that it's kind of being highlighted this weekend, but it's something that the health department does pretty regularly, right?
Exactly. This weekend, actually on Saturday, is National Drug Take Back Day, this for Saturday, but we do prescription drug take back every day here at the health department, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, you can walk in through the health center doors and you can drop off any of your unused stuff all the time. And I think it's kind of a quiet secret that we really want to get out to more and more people so they know that we're available.
Yeah, I think I've known that you've been doing this for a while, but how often do you collect these things? Do people come in a lot or not as much, you think?
We do have quite a few people come in throughout our building. We actually had in 2017, we had two pickups that were done here at the building. We actually do the program through, it's a City of Galesburg program, and
yeah.
So we work with them and house the program here, you know, within the building and work with the city. And they had, we got rid of 13 barrels and 7 5-gallon buckets last year of unused, medications and inhalers, sharps, thermometers, that type of stuff.
And I think this is probably an important thing to highlight, especially at this time, given the concern there has been over prescription drug abuse and opioid abuse, right?
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the big reasons, you know, highlighting the Drug Take Back Day is a big thing, and it's important because so many of us have unused medications, you know, whether it's cough syrup or, you know, any type of medications, and we really just want to get those out of our home because it can be a public safety issue. You know, it can lead to possible potential accidental poisonings, misuse, or overdoses. And with everything that's in the news right now, we really just want to properly dispose of those so we can have a safe environment for people to be in.
And in terms of, I'm thinking of poisoning specifically, that can be an issue, especially if you have a medication that's expired, right?
Yeah, expired, or if you misread it, you know, and take too much of it. You know, or little kids get a hold of it. So we just really, really want people, if you're not utilizing any of those prescriptions, or, you know, if you've had, you know, the unfortunate part, you know, where somebody in your family has passed, you know, and you don't know what to do with those prescriptions, you can bring them here, you know, bring them in. The biggest thing that we ask for is all the prescriptions, the inhalers and the thermometers must be in Ziploc bags.
Okay.
When you bring them in, we don't want the containers that they came in. Put all your pills in one bag, put your inhalers in a different Ziploc bag, or your mercury, your thermometers in a different one, all separate.
You say those materials are collected and then taken away. What happens to them once they leave your facility?
You know what? Well, that was a good question. I would have to ask the city what the answer to that is, but there is a licensed company that come and takes them and then disposes of them somewhere.
I imagine in somewhat of a proper manner versus what somebody else.
Yes, it would definitely be proper, but I don't know. That is a good question. I will have to ask Julie Main at the city next time I talk to her where exactly they go to and what happens to them.
Julie, if you're listening, we need answers.
Exactly, right?
and you know, I think people's first impression maybe is to just to kind of take those meds and maybe flush them down the toilet or something. You don't really want to do that, right?
No, we do not want them flushed down the toilet because then they're going into our water system and then that's not safe for people either. And it used to be a long time ago. That's what you heard. We're told to do.
Right.
But now we have the safe drop-off spots, whether it be here at the health department, you know, for prescriptions, inhalers, sharps, thermometers, or OSF St. Mary's has their new prescription drop-off there also. So you have different locations within our community that you can go to, and you can dispose of these properly, and you can get them out of your home so there isn't somebody, you know, who might want to look at them and be like, oh, I wonder what that would be like to try it. So getting the misuse out of your home, you know, making that so it's not tempting somebody is just a good thing to do.
You mentioned the proper disposal of sharps. Of course, we're talking about needles and things like that. That can be a real serious problem, can't it?
Yes, it can. And we do have sharps containers here at the health department that people do utilize. You know, we have people who walk in, they will grab a Red Sharps container, take that with them, and then they can bring it back. And we have an actual disposal container that is there that they can put it in. Nobody can get into it, and then that is disposed of properly also. And that's dangerous. You know, you don't want to put them in your trash can. You know, what if your, you know, your trash man gets it, you know, and it pricks somebody. You don't want to have that sharp, you know, with those needle sticks, so we want to dispose of those properly.
And that is also a concern in terms of, you know, the sharing of needles when we think of the use of controlled substances, correct?
Yes, definitely.
All right. If folks have unused meds or sharps or anything like that, where can they take them, when, and that sort of thing?
They can bring them here to the health department. They can do it Monday through Friday, any day of the week, but we are really encouraging people to do it this Friday, April 27th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. They can come in the health center doors, which are on the west side of the building. Make sure everything is in Ziploc bags, and then that's just for easy, proper disposal. And if you can't get here during the week, anytime Monday through Friday, you can always, there's always the OSS site that's open 24 hours a day, and I think it's right inside their ER door.
Right, okay. All right, anything else going on at the health department these days, Erin?
We're just staying busy right now with drug picks up, you know, the drug prescription take back, with lots of school getting out, so we're going to start doing school and sports physicals pretty soon. So we're just staying busy over here.
Well, there's still the matter of your anniversary, too, right?
I know. There's still that 25-year thing that we're still celebrating 25 years, and we're going strong. We're getting ready to start writing a bunch of new grants going into that 26th year so we can continue to serve the community.
Very good. Erin Olson with the Knox County Health Department, thanks as always. We sure do appreciate it.
Thanks, Will.
And again, if you take prescription drugs to be disposed of at the Knox County Health Department, again, we can't emphasize enough, make sure you put them in a Ziploc bag and take them out of the containers they were in. Again, you can contact the health department if you have any questions. Kim Commando in sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.